HMS Deer Sound. Early history. Originally laid down as the MV Port Quebec at the yard of J.L. Thompson and Sons, Sunderland, for the port line, she was requisitioned by the Admiralty on November 25, 1939 and completed in June 1940 as an auxiliary mine layer HMS Port Quebec. She was armed with two 4-inch and four 20mm guns and was capable of carrying 550 mines and formed part of the 1st Mine Laying Squadron between 1940 and 1943 engaged in mine laying operations off the coasts of Holland and Norway. In 1943 she was purchased from the port line by the Admiralty and entered an unknown shipyard to be further converted into an aircraft component repair ship, one of five such vessels. Beauly Firth, Killin Sound, Deer Sound, Home Sound, and Moray Firth, that were planned as aviation repair ships for deployment with the British Pacific Fleet. The other four ships were Moray Firth class repair ships building in British yards. Deer Sound was the prototype, a one-off conversion which saw her outfitted with general and aeronautical workshops and specialist aircraft instrument and electrical component workshops. On completion she was recommissioned on December 10, 1944 and renamed HMS Deer Sound after an anchorage near Scarpa Flow. Deer Sound arrived on the Clyde on January 1, 1945 to embark final stores in preparation for her departure for Australia. Shortly after her arrival at her mooring she was involved in a collision with the escort carrier HMS Rainy. The carrier had left her mooring to put to sea for a further week of carrier training but suffered a mechanical breakdown while still in the Firth of Forth which caused the ship to go completely out of control just as she had achieved a speed of some 6 or 7 knots. She inexplicably avoided one ship only to be on a course straight for HMS Deer Sound. In an attempt to stop the ship the port anchor was let go and this combined with the other attempts at slowing the ship meant that she had lost most of her forward momentum and gently touched the side of Deer Sound leaving a small dent in her bows. The embarkation of stores highlighted some shortcomings, especially in the area of air stores. With only 77% of the items listed in her scale of stores supplied before leaving the UK, some 4,500 items short of the full complement of 18,250. Apart from general air stores, the only type of aircraft specific spares received were for Seafire airframes plus Seafire and Firefly propellers. Many deficiencies were met when the ship arrived at Greenock on January 4, but she was still 2,000 items short when she sailed for the Far East 4 days later. Allocated to the British Pacific Fleet. On January 8, 1945, Deer Sound sailed from the Clyde for the Far East for service with the British Pacific Fleet. For the first leg of the voyage she travelled as part of convoy KMF-38 to Gibraltar, from there she took passage to Port Said for the Suez Canal, and then called at Aden before reaching Colombo. Here more spares, tools and equipment were loaded before continuing on to Sydney where she arrived on February 23, 1945. While at Sydney Deer Sound's maintenance tasking was revised and signals were received ordering her to embark sufficient stores to maintain 250 aircraft for 6 months. This requirement involved ordering another 15,000 items, however, few of these could be obtained before sailing for the forward area at the Admiralty Islands as the air stores situation in the Pacific Theatre was already stretched to breaking point. On leaving Sydney the ship had a full complement of equipment and tools but still short of essential stores. From Sydney Deer Sound proceeded to the intermediate base at Manus, in the Admiralty Islands, arriving there on April 8 before continuing on to San Pedro Bay in the Philippines the following day in company with the destroyers Napier, Nepal, the naval store carrier Bosphorus, and armament store carrier Gudrun Maersk. On her arrival at the forward base on April 15, the results of her ongoing store problems became apparent. Captain Meriwether, CO of the maintenance carrier Unicorn, summed the situation up in a report to Rear Admiral Fleet Train, BPF, the 4th of May 1945, stating, "She is lacking in repair material, hydraulic seals, rivets, but, on arrival at Sydney, she carried arrestor hooks, aerofoils, cockpit covers, complete wireless sets and other material, which were of no use to her but were possibly needed elsewhere. In effect, she proved a drain on the fleet. In these circumstances, Deer Sound is being returned to the main base, and it is proposed that she remains there until fully stored, however long that may be." Deer Sound arrived back at Manus on June 24 and was anchored at Pitiulu Island to work alongside the maintenance carrier HMS Pioneer, flying the broad pennant of the Commodore train, Kamat, which had arrived at the Admiralty Islands on June 21, 1945 and established the RN forward aircraft pool ashore at U.S. Naval Air Station Pitiulu. They were joined by HMS Unicorn on July 21. Deer Sound carried two large motor lighters on her forward deck, which were used for conveying plane parts from carriers to the repair ship or to land them ashore. After the Japanese surrender, many of the fleet train vessels were dispatched to assist in the re-establishment of the recently liberated British colonies. Deer Sound, in company with the Rapidal, Salvestre, Salvictor and Green Ranger, escorted by HMA ships Scala, Launceston and Tamworth, sailed from Manus on August 30 bound for Hong Kong. This small convoy arrived off Hong Kong on September 9, 1945. Post-war. The ship remained in Hong Kong until December before returning to Sydney, where preparations were made for her return to the UK. She took on 100 tons of food from the Lord Mayor's Food for Britain appeal at Sydney before sailing to Fremantle, arriving there on February 8, 1946. A further 80 tons of food for Britain, consisting of 2,300 cases of honey, malted milk, lard, tinned sausages and minced beef loaf were loaded. Note: this was originally an appeal made by the Lord Mayor of Melbourne in September 1945 to send food to Britain in Mersey food shipments. The appeal became nationwide but was still called the Lord Mayor's Food for Britain appeal. She departed for Aden and the UK on February 10. On her arrival back in the UK, she was destored and stripped of her workshop equipment before being placed on the disposal list. On December 20, 1947, she was repurchased by the Port Line for conversion back to her original form and reverted to MV Port Quebec. She arrived at Kaohsiung, Taiwan on 28 June 1968 to be broken up. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2015. www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk.